In this segment of our Canoe Regatta interviews, I have the chance to talk with Mike Packard, longtime Clinton paddler, longtime canoe paddler, and Mike is from Otigo. You are going for number 30 this year, which is the 2100 mile club. That's got to feel weird.
Way weird. 30 is just a number I never really saw. You never think you're going to get to 30. You don't even plan on getting to 30. I guess it just happens.
When did you start?
My first race was 1982, and I had raced with, I was a senior in high school. I remember racing with Wes Mills, and we were just two fresh seniors out of high school, about 165 pounds each on a soaking wet, and we wound up racing in the amateur class of the General Clinton.
And were you competitive?
We were immediately competitive. As we were at 18, we were the fast kids. We didn't do a lot of racing against kids. We did when we could, but a lot of races that we did, we raced against the guys just to prepare for the General Clinton. We put in, like, I think it was like 192 training hours, which is
Wow. Absurd.
it's
absurd.
And it's just the things that we did in 82, because we thought we had to do just to prepare for that first race, was mind-blowing, and I probably never have trained like that since then.
Well, you know, that's unusual, because the reason I ask always about everybody's first race, especially when they've done it a lot, is because the stories you hear, I remember Ed Curley telling me that, you know, they just got in the boat, they didn't have many hours in, they stopped in Oneonta, someone brought them Burger King, you know, and they're just eating, and they're just, you know, they're lucky they finished. You know, it was like, I guess, a little expedition down the river. And you, on the other hand, made sure you not only got to the end, but got there fast.
Yeah, we got there quick, yeah. Well, that actually wasn't my first year as a canoe racer. It was my first year doing the 70-miler. I started paddling at 13 and 14 years old in the junior classes, and there wasn't really too many competitive junior teams around, and I spent a lot of time racing junior. And then when I finally got a partner to actually try this insane 70-mile race, we just listened to, you know, the people around us like Al Camp and Bob Zavril and say, geez, you got to have 180 hours in to do this race. And boy, that's what we did. And
took it seriously.
We took it way seriously. And we wound up actually getting, I think it was fifth overall in the men's amateur class the first year. And I'm not going to sit here and say we were fast, but we just kept going.
After so many races, you've had a lot of partners.
I was counting that the other night. I've got 9 partners.
And the thing I've always wondered, sometimes you get a partner and everything is just perfect. The strokes match, and, you know, and then there's other times where you're like, wow, I'm lucky if I'm going to get a mile with this guy.
Right?
I mean, I hear that. It just seems like, you know, what are the differences when people have problems with a partner?
I think a lot of it is the longer maybe you paddle with somebody. If you paddle with somebody, particularly for more than 2 or 3 years, the novelty kind of wears off and it can get stale. I think the partner I paddled with the longest, it was probably Amy Solak, because we did 4 of these General Clintons together, and then I paddled 3 years with people like Al Shaver and Mike O'Brien and Ed Curley. I think we made about 3 years each. And anything outside of that, everybody's just looking to do something different, freshen it up, liven it up, you know.
So how many races out of the 29 have you done with partners, and how many solo?
I think I've got about 12 to 13 solo races under my belt over the years. You know, the difference of that is 16 C2 races in there.
You are doing this 30th race by yourself. And does that mean you prefer C1?
It means I prefer it right now at this stage of my life, with my boys playing baseball, with my busy schedule going around to their games, not knowing when I'm going to train. So not knowing when I'm going to train means I have to take it on nights where, okay, the boys game got rained out, so I can get some training time in. Mm-hmm. It's easier for me to do things on my own, hit and miss, and train when I can, rather than trying to commit to somebody local and say, okay, we're going to paddle together 5 days a week or 4 days a week, and then let it fly. It's like, I just can't set that schedule. That's mm-hmm. why it's been easier for me over the years to even import my partners from other states, like Amy Solak and Steve Watts and the guys that I've brought in.
Is it just going to be like another race for you, or is this going to be more exciting as you get closer and closer to the finish line?
I think it's actually going to be another race for me.
Do you ever see stopping down the road? Do you ever look at it and go, you know, I'm going to just take off a year? You ever say that and then it just doesn't happen?
There's no way. I don't want to stop. I don't want to stop. It's like paddling. It's like the only thing I know anymore. It's the only thing I've done. It's the only thing I'm ever good at. I mean, what else can I pick up now at 50 and be any good at it?
I, being 50, agree, but there's probably a lot of people that go, oh, wait, you can take up carpentry or something.
Yeah.
Maybe you can start scrapbooking.
There you go. There you go.
It'd be like the scrapbooking thing. I'm not getting enough movement here.
That's it. No, probably what would happen is I'd become an ultimate scrapbooker, and I'd probably start cramping doing that, too. So
scrapbook triathlons.
There you go.
It's obviously healthy, and it's good, and you enjoy it, and it's a great thing. Do you plan to go anywhere else, or is it just going to be basically the Clinton and the races around here as you continue on?
Right now, it's the Clinton. If I get through the Clinton, then I'll start, you know, looking to see what I'm going to do next. I've talked with a couple people about racing a couple races this summer, just around the state, but you know, I'm always looking to try to get back out to the Michigan Marathon and do that again. I mean, that's one of my loves right there. That race is a total rush. I mean, that's from start to finish. That's just emotional. It's seriously emotional.
Isn't that where Amy's from? Have you ever done that with her?
Yeah, we've done it. We did the 1 year I raced with her was the one marathon that I pulled out of, and I never finished that one, and that was 2006. And we never attempted that race again as a team. And then my last finish was 2010 with Joe Shaw. I think I've got about 8 marathon finishes and 1 top 9 with Steve Watson. All the guys that I've raced with in Michigan, I've raced out here with.
It's like one big family, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. That's part of the fun of going to Michigan, just because I've got so many people out there now that I know that I can stay in any one of 4 or 5 houses out there, and then we're housing a few people from Michigan this upcoming weekend, and it's once or twice a year that we get a chance to come together and have a good time a couple days before the race, and then when Monday comes along, then we can get busy and do our race and get down to business.
We hope you have a great race for your 30th, and I'm sure we'll be talking to you after the race as well, so have fun.
Oh boy, I hope so. I hope so. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
For Canoe Regatta 2014, I'm Craig Stevens, WCDO.